This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hello to our new friends in Tampa. Haven't been on in Tampa for a number of years. Happy to be back there. Say hello to everybody here. We are here to present to you the comings and goings of the day. And maybe make a few new friends, maybe social media friends. We have, I don't want to go too far with that because I think we need to have fewer friends and better friends. We've had this conversation before, the virtue in numbers versus the virtue we look upon. How many Facebook followers do you have? I've got 1,432. Wow. And then the next person has however many they have. What does that mean? Having Facebook, all those Facebook friends. What does that mean? That's a rhetorical.
Is that a real question?
Maybe a little bit. I think that this weekend had a lot of activity on the farm. I have, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts called Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, and a lot of people follow it on Facebook. People that are curious about what goes on in my farm, who listen to this program, go there and check it out just for fun. You're welcome certainly to do that. But I find that because I'm doing more and more activity on the farm, I want to save the farm, that I have people who want to be my friends. And I'm happy. I love having people come visit the farm, but I don't. What does it mean to have more friends? People are reaching out to me. They want to friend me on Facebook. So it doesn't cost you anything, I suppose. Maybe is it? I think a lot of people think there's a connection, or maybe there's some kind of publicity in it. But a lot of people spend a lot of valuable time tapping either into conversations or out of conversations that really don't mean anything, because there's no nurturing. The friendship that's there is just kind of a blank wall. Do you know what I mean? The friend, for me, the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, it's true connection. True friendship is something that really means something. So I take it lightly, although please don't take me wrong. I'm not saying don't do it. I just would like a better friend. I mean, a better word for it than friend. Like, what would be a better word for it than to be friended? To have, it's not companionship. It's not. It's one of those vague things. But friendship is deep and enduring. And it's, I don't find.
Well, isn't acquaintance already taking up the spot of what you're describing?
Yeah, acquaintance is probably the word. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. All right, anyway, I don't want to get off.
Most people say, oh, that's a Facebook friend of mine, and automatically that means that it's
they
somebody
really
you
know
on social media, right?
Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer, what's trending?
Well, of course, there's lots of heavy news trending, but why would we spend time with that when we could talk about the big trending story? I was a little nervous when I saw Bruce Willis's name trending on Twitter, but then I realized it's not because of any problem that happened to Bruce. It's that he actually got roasted. He was the latest to be a part of one of the Comedy Central roasts. You know, those can get a little ruckus.
Yeah.
And apparently, the person that stole the show in all of this, even though Cybill Shepherd, is his co-host from Moonlighting, was there, but the person that stole the show was Demi Moore, his ex-wife, and you could tell Bruce Willis was a little surprised when she walked out on stage. She looked great. She was wearing a shimmery black dress. She had her hair long, and it was straight and long. She looks good, but she had some jokes for Bruce Willis, including our marriage was like the Sixth Sense, because at the end I found out you were dead through all of it. And she said she said the real reason that their marriage failed was because of jealousy. He was jealous that I rocked a buzz cut better than he ever could. Of course, she was referring to her role as G.I. Jane back in 1997. Apparently, she was hilarious, lighthearted. She had a lot of fun on stage by all accounts, and she ended it with a warm tribute to Bruce, remarking that they were family and that she was proud proud of him. It was a pretty heartwarming moment, and all three of their daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, were in the audience laughing away as their mom roasted
They've stayed friendly, kind of like Jennifer and Ben, in a way, with the children, right? Didn't they stay pretty close because of the children during the divorce?
When Demi and Ashton were together, they went on vacations with Bruce and his young wife, who also he has kids with. So it seems like they've definitely buried any hatchet that they used to have.
Yeah. Right.
It was an interesting cast. Nice. Not only was Demi Moore there and Cybill Shepherd, but Dennis Rodman was there, Martha Stewart, Edward Norton, and Jeff Ross, of course, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So
who's Jeff Ross?
Jeff Ross is actually the guy that handles
the Roastmaster.
Yeah, the Roastmaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He does all of them, and he would be the person who's on the stage. I don't even know who he is. Who is he?
Saw him, you might recognize him, because he's known as the Roastmaster now. He's the guy who kind of started doing it on Comedy Central. He's a stand-up comedian, and that's become his real niche. Really? So you might recognize him if you saw him.
Dean Martin was in the days when they first started doing it with the people that were around in the 60s and the 70s and 80s. Dean Martin was the one who handled the chores, and they were so raw you couldn't put them on television. Every other word was bleeped. Stuff was really, really raw. I remember they did one for Johnny Carson, and it was hysterical, but it was so really raw that you couldn't ever put it on television. So it's interesting how those things have developed. Some people in the news for us to, there's a lot of stuff still trickling in with regard to the Thailand situation, the rescue there. The seal that many people are talking about was this Saman Kunin, who died during the operation to get the tanks down to the youngsters. There was a tribute, apparently. The 12 boys who were rescued sent messages of thanks on a portrait of the former Navy SEAL. He ran out of air while he was underwater. That has to be a... Think about it. Have you ever...
I don't want to
ever run short of oxygen in your life and been trying to breathe and you can't breathe? What a horrible, horrible, horrible death that has to be. Awful. So, there's something that's confusing me. Maybe you can help me on this, ladies. Elon Musk has gotten into the action here somehow, accusing one of the divers in the rescue of being a pedophile. The rescuer mocked Musk's proposal to help with the mission as a PR stunt, and now apparently Musk is sort of returning the favor, taking a shot at this guy, and I don't know how that all fit together. I thought it was rather strange. The whole thing kind of left me with a strange feeling. Why would they get engaged in either of these? What is this the place for something like that?
I guess this guy, well, I think what happened was the guy said that when Elon Musk sent his, and Jen, I know you have probably more details about this, but I think that what happened was, you know, Elon Musk sent that little mini submarine.
Yeah.
The guy said that it had no chance of ever working. And when Elon Musk heard that the guy said that, for whatever reason, he tweeted that the guy was a pedophile. And then he deleted the tweet. So more than that, I don't understand it, really.
I don't.
Somehow, the gist that I got from the story is just that he thought that Elon Musk just did this for a publicity stunt, and that what he sent he knew would never work, and he basically just sent them junk so he could capture some headlines.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this guy is not the only one who's saying that. A lot of people have said the same thing, and I think anyone who tried to help out in this situation, you know, it's good that a lot of people tried to help out, but he essentially is now getting recognition for, oh, Elon Musk, great guy, tried to help out, but he sent this submarine that did absolutely nothing, so shouldn't really get a lot of credit, especially shouldn't get more credit than the divers who actually went down and got him. So, I don't know, I think Elon Musk has a ego issue. I don't know, maybe he's making up for something else, because I feel like he's got that kind of personality where he has to lash out if anybody doubts him. So.
Totally, yeah.
Insecurity, it's called.
Yeah.
Or a little wee-wee also. That's a problem that a lot of the small people who want to be big have that problem. You can use your imagination. Folks, 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Gather around, everyone. We've got huge news from Sprint Marketing, so we need to brainstorm on how to advertise it. Our new friend Atlas is here to help.
My computer says there's never been a better time to switch to Sprint and get the new Unlimited Plus plan. It features the TV you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, full HD, and 15 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, all on a network built for unlimited at the best price.
And Unlimited Plus is 50% off Verizon and AT&T rates.
I've analyzed the data, and that is only $22 per month per line when you bring or buy 5 phones. My hyper-advanced marketing strategy will get the word out. I will walk among humans wearing a device that features our message on both the front and back.
You mean a sandwich board?
An excellent name for the device. May I use it?
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price of $5 per month autopay discount. One Hulu limited commercial plan for Sprint account compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere since taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the Mondo Bizarro world, the police in England confirming a bottle of that Novichok, the nerve agent, the Russian nerve agent, was found in the house of the fellow that was poisoned. They found a small bottle, so they say, in Charlie Rowley's home. It's in Amesbury, England. He and his partner, Don Sturgis, were found poisoned on the 30th of last month. He died. She has regained consciousness now. This is that Soviet-developed nerve agent that poisoned the two former Russian agents. This is very close, all in the same proximity, this area, in the Salisbury, only a few miles away from Amesbury. Authorities are running tests to see if both of these bottles came from the same batch. So I wonder how this stuff even gets in. Where do you get it? It's not like you go to the drugstore and you can
find it. You get it from Russia.
Yeah, okay. Well, just go into Russia.
Like a duty-free? Like, where do you get it?
Yeah, right.
Well, I think these are spies. They're the guy and his girl and his daughter that got poisoned, they were spies.
Right,
so,
but what about these people?
Well, I don't know. I don't know their story. They must have something up their sleeve, too.
Yeah, it's an area. It's funny, just as an aside, these are areas of England where a lot of people settled in America, in Massachusetts. Salisbury, Amesbury, two towns next to each other here in Massachusetts. I find that interesting. However, not necessarily connected to the story. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We like Miranda Lambert, do we? I think we all kind of do. Miranda Lambert has been named the 2018 Artist in Residence at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. Yeah, with that honor being bestowed, she becomes the youngest artist announced to that position, only the third woman. So there are a bunch of elite, old, staunchy men in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Is that what we're getting out of this? Or at least
that's well, I think it's not about who's in the Hall of Fame. It's who's the artist in residence. So, yeah, obviously this is a breakthrough for
who picks the artist? Who picks
don't have any clue. I'm sure there's a committee or something.
Yeah, of old.
But if anybody deserves it, it's Miranda. My God, right. How many awards can this woman win,
yeah.
You know, before getting recognized with something like this?
She's going to perform a pair of concerts, sort of intimate concerts, in September at the CMA Theater, which is inside the Hall of Fame building in downtown Nashville. Has anybody here been to Nashville besides me?
No, it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's a very interesting city. Yeah, it really is. It's
really beautiful.
There's parts of it that are, you feel like you're in a time warp, and also for a fairly good sized city, there are parts, there are neighborhoods of the city that feel very warm and tight. Do you know what I mean, Jennifer?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a community that's connected to a culture, right? It's a music city for sure. They call it music city.
Yeah.
But they bring people together with that feeling of just everybody getting together and enjoying music, not just country, but all sorts of genres are coming out of Nashville right now.
The history of the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is very important, so says Lambert. It's truly an honor to be named Artist in Residence for the museum. I'm thankful for this place where our music can continue to be cherished. I'm thrilled to be among those esteemed artists who have been honored by this designation. And yeah, she seems to deserve it, most people feel. So that's that story. Miranda Lambert update here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. Now moving on into another performer's life. This guy is I think, quite talented and underrated. For whatever the reason, you ladies may or may not agree with me. This is the story, another chapter in the life of Jack White, a bat used by White at a charity baseball game outside Cooperstown, has been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Warstick, I guess that's the name of the company that made the bat, co-owned by Mr. White and L.A. Angels second baseman Ian Kinsler. They announced that White's game-used bat has been enshrined into the Cooperstown Museum. Prior to White's concert in Cooperstown, his Warstick Woodman baseball team faced off against the local Leatherstocking All-Stars in a baseball game. After the game, Warstick created 50 limited edition exact replicas of White's bat, which were then individually numbered, signed by White, and auctioned online for charity. One of them, apparently, the proceeds from the auction, which raised about $32,000, went to both Well for Culture, which is an initiative within the Native Wellness Institute, which seeks to teach and promote healthy lifestyle practices, ancestral eating, indigenized fitness, and mental spiritual connection. The supporting sponsorship of Native American youth participation in baseball also underscored. That's interesting. Indigenized fitness. The indigenous people have their own sort of routine. That's what it's kind of like going to sweatshop. You know what a sweatshop? To Sweat Lodge. Sweatshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what a Sweat Lodge is? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their culture is fascinating, actually, and how connected they are to spirit. I've learned a lot in my spiritual quests from a lot of readings that were done by some of the natives. It's really cool. All right, so anyway, that's the bat story at 28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by July 24th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a President of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin.
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The hour now in the DJV program. Update time. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, focused on what's going on in the world. Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
Well, it's women's health is trending right now. It's bad news for Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder. The newest settlement, now there are a lot of cases where women have sued Johnson & Johnson for using baby powder and the shower-to-shower brand talcum powder for causing ovarian cancer. And so now, in the largest settlement so far, after 8 hours of deliberations, a St. Louis jury awarded $4.69 billion to 22 women who sued Johnson & Johnson, alleging that their ovarian cancer was caused by using this powder as part of their daily feminine hygiene routine. The jury award included $550 million in compensatory damages and $4.14 billion in punitive damages. This was 6 weeks of testimony, and there's lots of science. There's lots of conflicting reports. Cancer survivors were talking about, you know, how they've also used this product and how the talc particles embed themselves in the ovarian and cervical tumor tissue. Mm-hmm. And so this science has actually been around since the early 70s. Some of the studies have shown that there is an elevated risk of women who use talc in their genital area for a long amount of time. No one knows how long you have to use it to have a connection. Other studies have shown no connection. I'm guessing those are the studies that were probably paid for by Johnson & Johnson, but there were conflicting scientific research that was, you know, that was shown in court, but the jury apparently overwhelmingly sided with these 22 women. And this is just one of many cases in many states that's making the rounds right now. And so, ladies, but skip the powder.
What is it about St. Louis? Monsanto is headquartered in St. Louis, as well as Johnson & Johnson. What is there about St. Louis that seems to have attracted or allowed or encouraged the creation of companies like this? And there are two different Johnson companies. There's the family, and they identify themselves, S.J. Johnson, a family company, and then Johnson & Johnson. Which I think they're both
S.E. Johnson, right?
S.E.
I thought S.E. Johnson was a different company.
Yes, it is. That's right. But I'm saying, but a lot of people confuse the two of them. Johnson & Johnson more deals with medical products or the kinds of products
that are... The baby shampoo, the baby powder, all the stuff that you know, everyone...
Whereas the other Johnson does cleaning products, stuff for polishes and floral waxes.
S.E. Johnson, I think, owns Glade. You know, the air fresheners and all that.
Which is another horror show.
Toxic crap.
You breathe that. Oh, my God.
So bad for you. Oh.
Breathe that stuff. Ah! Mm. All right. So let's see. What else have we got? Ladies. This is people in the news. So we'll start with Angela Hernandez from Portland, Oregon. Woman disappeared a week ago. Was found alive. You see this? The bottom of a cliff.
This is a crazy story.
She survived in the wreckage of her SUV by using her radiator hose to siphon water from a creek. This is crazy. Look at some of the posted photos on Facebook showing her sitting on the coastline as she received medical care. She was pulled up by ropes taken to a hospital. Her Jeep apparently ran off the highway. This is the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
She was driving from Portland to visit her family in Lancaster. We were talking about Lancaster last week for some reason or other. I remember you took us there up to 14 for some reason. There was something
going on.
There's
a mayor who's trying to ban ties there.
Oh, that was it.
Necktie mayor.
Right.
Necktie mayor.
Anyway, this lady sent a text on July 5th in the evening saying that she was tired and stopping to sleep in her car at a grocery store parking lot in Half Moon Bay, which is in San Mateo County. About 8 a.m., she notified her family that she was continuing the drive, and then there were no more texts. Calls to her cell phone went straight to voicemail. Authorities determined that her vehicle had been in Monterey County about 9:30 in the morning on the 6th. It was captured on a business security camera. This is one of those things, other than the human interest side of it, that once again points out it's kind of like Person of Interest, the TV show. Everybody's watching you or can watch you.
They can triangulate around you.
Yes, right. And maybe in this circumstance it's good because that's how they found her.
They didn't use the cell phone because her cell phone was dead, and you can't track a phone when it's dead. This was two people who just walked and looked down over the cliff and saw a car had gone off the cliff, and they were camping, and they walked back to the campsite and called 911.
Oh, I thought there was somebody
Samaritans. The trail went dead. That's why they had flyers everywhere for missing persons.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what happened to her after she stopped texting and posting on social
media. So how long was she actually over the cliff?
That's what they're trying to figure out. Yeah. They don't really know all the details yet, but she could have just been left there forever. But these two people happened to see it.
What a horrible way.
It's awful.
Talk about isolation. But this, there are parts along the highway, Jennifer, that are pretty far from civilization, in a manner of speaking.
There's and not a lot of people that you'd see off the side of the road. People use the freeway, and that's about it.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful ride, but it can be treacherous. There are some parts of that that are very windy, and there's not a lot of extra room, if you will, on the highway. Here's another person in the news today, a fellow named Kevin Brooks. Kevin is a barber who has for years, in the summertime, gone to Martha's Vineyard from his home in New Bedford every day on the ferry to cut hair. He works in a barbershop in Martha's Vineyard. So he, on Friday, gets to the island, goes out to take the bus from Edgartown to Oak Bluff, where the barbershop is. I was down there a couple of weeks ago. What a fabulous place. It really is. Martha's Vineyard is like a world unto itself. If you ever get a chance to go there, it's a really very interesting, kind of a cool place. Anyway, so he takes the same bus every day. Last week, the bus drove by him. And the bus at capacity sign wasn't on the destination marquee. So when he took the next, he called an Uber to get to Oak Bluffs. He went over to the bus stop and said to the driver, why did you drive by me? The bus was full, the driver said. And then he found out, because this guy Brooks was, he said, no, it's not full, it's never full. What are you talking about? He went over to the company, he pressed the driver again, and the driver said, quote, it's because you're black.
That's charming.
What planet? The guy was fired on the spot. But what planet do people come from in 2018 that they still think that way? It's beyond me. How it really is. It's beyond my capacity. I understand prejudice and stuff like that, but I don't see how people. I don't want to pick him up because he's black, and you're that stupid. You're stupid to think it, and stupid enough to admit it.
And stupid enough that in this day and age you don't think that story gets out.
Ugh. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Aye, aye, aye. All right. In a moment, we're going to have a little bit more. We started a conversation last week that I want to spend a little more time on, focusing on you if you are a middle child. So if you are one, I am one. We'll learn a little bit more about what your lot in life is right after this.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 1414 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 1414. Avant.com, code 1414.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV program at 47 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So the focus on this study that came out last week about the American middle child being an endangered species, number of children per family shrinking, two-thirds of women with children now have two or just one, an oldest and a youngest, but there's nobody in the middle. And so the situation highlighted, I guess, depending on where you were across the country, in New York, families with two or fewer kids have become the norm for pretty much every demographic group. Middle children, most populous birth order demographic through most of human history, are going to be the tiniest. So you have, Jennifer, you're an only child. Kara, you have a sister, right?
I'm the youngest. I've got two older sisters.
Three. Two older sisters, mm-hmm. Okay. And Kara, Victoria, you have a brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
You're 52%. The only middle child, Dougie.
Yeah, I am. But looking back, 52% of presidents have been middleborns. President Trump, some psychologists say he's really more of a firstborn because his older brother died, allowing him to assume the role of firstborn. Which kind of makes sense
because he and Nixon do seem like oldests or firstborns. They don't have.
But how do they seem that? What's the quality that you see in? Tell me about me. What do you see in me that's typical of a middle child?
Well, the thing that's interesting, and this was a very long study, so we're kind of giving a Cliff Notes version here. But the interesting thing is that this study pointed out that it's very bad for humanity that we don't have middle children anymore, because middle children are the negotiators, they're the compromisers, they're the ones who keep the peace. They're always peacemakers in between their two siblings. They have that skill set where they can assess a situation, see both sides of an argument. And if you think about it, it makes sense why 52% of our presidents were middle born, because those are important skills that you should have as a world leader. And the article was basically saying, globally, we won't have that personality anymore. So you're going to have oldest and youngest kind of grasping for what they believe is their own thing that they deserve. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Using the
study
focusing.
What about us only children? Oh, yeah. Trouble.
Nothing but trouble. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, if you're familiar with good radio, you're familiar with Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We have lots of focus on helping you, service elements, they call it in the world of radio. We used to call these programs, Tommy, full service radio programs. And so here we have Tom, who's here, who's in from the Money Pit, with answers to your questions every week at this time. For example, here's Ava listening to our program in Texas, who wants to have Tom tell her the advantage of removing old shingles before putting on new ones.
Well, first of all, the new roof will last a lot longer because when you keep the old shingles on your old roof, they also hold a lot of old heat and a lot of new heat from the sun that's going to come.
Right.
And essentially what happens is it dries out the new roof quicker. And since asphalt shingles are oil-based, the quicker they dry out, the shorter the life. So you're always better off removing the roof. Plus, if the roof's been up there for a while and the shingles are sort of curled and cracked, that makes the new shingle look somewhat unsightly, especially since new shingles today are typically much thinner than the shingles that were put up 20 years ago. So I generally say it's a great idea to remove that old roof. Now,
are they thinner because they're cheaper, or there's better mechanism for making
technology?
Them? technology.
Yeah, okay. There used to be a cotton-based material that was sprayed with asphalt,
really?
And now it's fiberglass. Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that.
So it's thinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that my neighbor across the street is putting a new roof on his house, and he decided to make a metal roof, and I've used metal roofs on my barns down at the farm.
Yep.
I find it fabulously easy to work with.
Yeah,
you go to the company, you tell them how long you want the sheets. They come exactly measured. You go up on two guys up there with a gun and the right screws, and bing, bang, boom, you're done.
Yeah, they go pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fabulous. This guy, though, had the metal form to the roof, so it was more expensive. Oh. So it looks, I thought it looked fabulous, frankly. Yep. Is this a trend?
I don't know if it's a trend, Doug, but I will say that metal roofs are coming back generally, and they do last forever. I mean, they outlast us if you put them in properly, and they need almost no maintenance. The standing seam metal roofs are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the metal roofs that we had, you know, 100, 200 years ago, the only reason they failed is because people at some point started to use cement and tar to patch them instead of just properly repairing them.
Right.
And once you do that, that's like the kiss of death, because then you get rust that forms underneath that goo, and then that just rusts them completely out.
If I built a new house, I think I'd put a metal roof on it. Nice.
I think it's a great... And you know what else? There's paints and finishes on them now that are low E, so they reflect the heat.
Well, you can also... It makes for a better base for solar, I think, too, doesn't it?
I'm not totally convinced that solar is cost effective. I mean, it really depends on state to state and what the promos are, the premiums are. But I find solar, frankly, frustrating because it's very difficult to buy. There's so many angles that these solar companies have in terms of the leases and the credits and the buying and the installation.
It's confusing.
And the biggest problem is, if you want to, especially if you're not buying it outright, if you're doing any kind of these lease deals, when you sell your house, you got to pay off the lease.
Right.
Nobody's going to buy your house with a lease on it, on top of the mortgage they're already going to get.
I'm going to put, we've identified 17 acres on the farm that aren't much use for anything else, so I'm going to put a solar farm down there, and then, you know, they pay X number of dollars a month for the excess power that you're generating.
Yeah, I mean, as a property owner, it probably does make sense. I just don't, I'm not sure it makes sense on the house.
No, it doesn't. All right, MoneyPit.com is the website where Tom has all kinds of things. He and Leslie Segretti every week edit some very important information for you. For example, there are some refrigerator cleaning secrets that are good for the food that you have in there and good for making the refrigerator last longer. That's part of what you have up this week at MoneyPit.com, right, at the newsletter?
Yeah, it's in the free newsletter, also on the homepage at MoneyPit.com. 5 fridge cleaning secrets for fresher food and longer life, plus 8 ways to make your small home look bigger, and home improvements for renters. Renters are not excluded from this discussion. There are home improvements that you can make that you can actually take with you. So that and more at MoneyPit.com right now. Sign up for the free e-newsletter.
At MoneyPit.com. All right. Listener Jim in Alabama wants to know about programmable thermostats.
Right.
I wonder how this is. Yeah, I don't understand.
He's asking.
Tim's
saying he keeps it. He's in Alabama, so he, you know, nobody's home during the day. He keeps it at 85 to 87. He wants to know if that's going to hurt anything. And it won't hurt anything, but there is a point of no return in terms of letting your house heat all the way up and then having to cool it all the way down again. That can actually waste energy. So I wouldn't necessarily turn it essentially off, but I might keep it a little bit lower than 87 degrees if I'm not home during the day.
The expert is Tom Kreitler. The program is The Money Pit. Check it out at MoneyPit.com. 10:50. Oh, it's 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.